عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. By the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah from time to time help the Muslim to have a full forgiveness before the trouble from this life. And one of this great season is Al-Hajj, to perform Hajj and Umrah في سبيل الله in these beautiful days, the most blessing day in Allah تبارك وتعالى's sight. Well, let we see how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed the Hajj. As you know, in Sahih Muslim, when you open Sahih Muslim and the authentic Hadith, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah, he described it minute by minute, the Hajj of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's from the Sahaba who took responsibility to perform the Hajj, as the Prophet ordered to describe for us in a very, very long hadith in Sahih Muslim, how is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam performing the Hajj. As you know, my brother, actually for us to start from Kennedy Airport. Let's we travel together from Kennedy Airport and to see how we perform the Hajj, inshallah. I know most of you, you know, but let's we refresh our mind about what is the authentics of the Hajj, because in the Hajj, a lot of people making a lot of mistakes and errors. People traveling without knowledge. And this is where we have to put the responsibility over the agent, the travel agency, those who travel with them, they have to prepare the people for this great trip. Because error and mistake, it could cost you to sacrifice an animal. Why? Because every error, if you know, this is going to cost you to slaughter an animal. Now, we are in a Kennedy Airport. First, before I travel to perform the Hajj, I have to know about my destination. I have to contact with the travel agency. I'm going to Mecca or I'm going to Medina. That is the bottom line you have to know. Because people traveling and they don't know. They wait until why? Because there is something called Mawaqit. Mawaqit al-Miqat, prescribed place, prescribed time from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You cannot have a niyyah to process or to complete or to perform your Hajj except in the month of Al-Hajj. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم الحج, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, الحج أشهر معلومات. الحج أشهر معلومات. الحج is known and prescribed and appointed month. You cannot make any niyyah before this 2 months and 10 days. 2 months and 10 days. Anybody knows what is the 2 months and inshallah ta'ala?
Shawwal,
barakallahu feek, Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah. That is called when Allah says in the Quran, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, are a known month. Appointed month. Nobody, for example, in Ramadan go to Saudi Arabia and say, I'm going to perform the Hajj, and he travel for Hajj. There's no Hajj, no niyyah. You cannot process your niyyah before the month of Shawwal. Has to be in Shawwal, to travel in Shawwal, or Dhul Qa'dah, or the beginning of Dhul Hijjah, before the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. That is Ashhur al-Hajj. If we come to Miqat, place for Miqat, you cannot go Hajj like this. There is the appointed place. There is the scribed place. You must start your Ihram. Ihram, it's mean your niyyah to perform the Hajj from this place. For example, people in North America here and Africa and all this in Europe, they have a place before you reach Saudi Arabia at 20 minutes in the plane. 20 minutes in the plane. There is appointed place. The Prophet described it for us to start our ihram, to start our niyyah, intention to perform the Hajj. Call it Rabigh. How do you call it?
Rabigh.
I need to hear from you. رابغة. رابغة. That is the place you should start your ihram. So what can I do? I'm in a plane. Where is the place? Do I have to point my finger in رابغ? لا. Equal to رابغ. This is, for example, this is رابغ. And the plane is flying. Equal when you come and you became in the same line with رابغ, or you go in the top of رابغ. It depends how the plane. That's called رابغ. What we do in رابغ, the pilot. Therefore, I advise myself and every one of you to travel in Islamic plane. Islamic plane, because the pilot will help you. The pilot have an hour before you reach رابغ. He will tell you, Assalamu alaikum, brother, sister in Islam, start your niyyah, have an hour, we are half an hour away from رابغ. So what you should do, you have a jacket, you have anything with the stitches, what we should do, before you travel from here, you have to take a cold shower. Niyyah, to perform what? To perform what? No, not Hajj. Umrah. That is a problem too. The brother, they don't understand. You going for Umrah. You going to perform the Umrah first. The niyyah to start your Hajj and to declare your niyyah, it will be in the day of number 8 while you are in Mecca. And this is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day number 8. From your hotel, from Mecca, no miqat for you, no place you gonna travel to Zuhulaifa or any place for رابغ. No, you going to start your niyyah for Hajj, to perform the Hajj in the day number 8. Call it Yawm al-Tarwiyah. But most of the people and most Hajj recommended for all the believers is a Hajj of Tamattu'. Tamattu' mean I'm going to perform the Umrah, and after I complete the Umrah, I shave or I cut my hair and I take the clothes of Ihram. I will enjoy my life with everything, even with my wife, perfume, anything, cut your hair until the day of number 8. Number 8, you're going to take a shower in your hotel in Mecca, or you take a shower in the bathroom which is outside of the Haram Sharif, and you taking your clothes again, the two pieces of Ihram. So two places we going to continue. We're not going to talk about Iraq or Yemen. No, we going to take رابغ or I'm going to Medina. You don't need to do anything. If you going to Medina, you don't need to have anything, any clothes or anything, because you're going to stand up in Medina al-Hujjaj, the Hajj city in Jeddah. Then after that, you're going to travel to Medina. You don't need to do anything. Go enjoy it in Medina. And after you finish your days in Medina, and you come back to Mecca to perform the Umrah, they're going to stop you. The bus will take you and stop you in a place called what? The Hulaifa. The Hulaifa. The Hulaifa. That is what the Prophet ﷺ started his place to perform the niyyah and talbiyah from this place. The Hulaifa is 20 or half an hour at the most from Medina, at the border of Medina. So if I'm going to Mecca, what I'm going to do, I am in a plane now. I already took shower with niyyah to perform Umrah first. Then when you came closer to رابغ, equal to رابغ, if you have jacket, if you have anything, if you have anything in your head, you have to take it out. You are not allowed to start your Ihram except with the two pieces. One piece is in the top, like shirt, to cover the top area, and Baram call it Izar. Izar looks like a skirt, and this has to be underneath to cover your aura, because the aura for man, up from the belly bottom up to the knees. So, if the pilot told me, here you go, you are 5 minutes from رابغ, the appointed place to start your intention, your niyyah, to perform the umrah, take everything out. No, women are with stitches, but men cannot have anything, have stitches. Men cannot dress. If you pass by this area, call it Arabic, over or equal to, you must have only two pieces. We talk about men. Woman, she could dress anything she want, even with this stitches. Only men. So we start our angle. What we gonna do? He told you, you are 5 minutes. Right away, take everything out. And then when you find yourself after 5 minutes, equal to this place, which is the Prophet described, which is the Prophet appointed for us, to start your ihram. Ihram, it means to be ready to be inside the process of al-hajj or al-umrah, inshallah. What do you have to say? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. That is to you the meaning. You actually tell Allah, oh ya Allah, I'm obeying you. I'm coming to perform the Hajj and Umrah. I'm coming to you, ya Allah, as you commanded me. So you start to be in a state of ihram. And after that, you are not allowed to cut your hair, to cut your nails, to cut your yuzab, to shave, to trim your mustache, whatever it is, you cannot do anything or have any connection. You may find yourself first, they're going to send you to the hotel, and you have the bag, and your wife with you, and you are in ihram, two pieces only, and your wife with you. Subhanallah, your wife, she cannot be lawful for you anymore while you are in the state of ihram, until you finish completely the umrah. Then you go to the hotel and enjoy life there, put perfume, whatever you do, until the day of number 8. Is that clear until this, my brother? Until this. That's umrah. You're going to take you to the city of Hajj, stay with ihram, finish your paperwork. That the taxi or the bus will take you to travel to Mecca, and now we are in Mecca. Welcome Mecca. You enter the Mecca right away. Either you make it right away, or you stay until the night time or the Maghrib time, until everything is cool, because some people sometimes they are tired from traveling, and then right away they put their luggage in the hotel and they go direct to a holy place, the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, for in Mecca. You could stay until the Maghrib, but you are in ihram. You are tied up. You cannot do anything. No connection with your wife. No work for you. No cutting the hair. No shaving. Nothing at all until you complete your umrah. Either if you can sleep over in the hotel, but with your ihram. With your ihram, the two pieces of ihram. Two pieces of white clothes, no stitches at all. And everybody will be the same. The rich and poor. Rich and poor, same clothes. Minister and worker, shoemaker. Everybody is the same on the front of Allah. Not because actually the Arab, you're going to put like badges here or something. I am from the Arab, better than nobody, better than anyone. All of us, we carry our coffin on our hand, just to remind you that very soon you're going to have the coffin to be in your grave alone by Allah, with Allah Tabaraka. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala make the last deed in our life to be righteous, inshallah. Mecca! Beautiful right away. You enter from Bab al-Salam, it's recommended. But there is nothing wrong if you enter from any door. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sheikh Ali, enter from a special door over there in the holy place, in the Haram Sharif, called Babu As-Salam. Babu As-Salam. Babu As-Salam will take you direct to start your tawaf around the Kaaba. But nothing wrong to enter from any door, as we said. But when you enter the holy place in Mecca, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, أَلْتُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The gates will open for any dua. Could you imagine? Allahu Akbar. Allah accepted the dua. You stand up in the front of the Kaaba and you start, inshallah ta'ala, make any dua you want for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then after that, you start. What you do? The Prophet, what did he do? He went direct to start from a rukn al Yamani. Ya rukn corner, that is Yamani, related to the Yemen. Because it's toward Yemen. and he kiss al-hajar al-aswad, the black stone, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kissed it. And Umar was with him. Radiallahu anhu arda. Then Umar asked the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala ma yubkika ya Rasulullah, why are you crying, messenger of Allah? Why are you crying now? Qala, then he said a beautiful statement, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala fal ta'khudhu anni manasikakum, fa inni la adri, la'alli la alqakum ba'da aami hada. Take from me the manasik. Manasik, it's mean the process of the hajj, the steps of the hajj. Take it from me as I do it now. Follow me, follow me. Don't do it by your own way. Do it as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, because the Prophet, he said and cleared, because I don't know if you can see me after this year or not. It was a great sign. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he figured and he started to cry. Why the Prophet, he said this word now? Because he said, I may not see you after my this year anymore. For where? To the highest companion, Allah Tabaraka. And this is fact. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not live until the second year. Now, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam start and make the Kaaba to his left side. He started from Ar-Rukn al-Yamani. They're gonna have a green light to start your tawaf, the first round, to start from the green light. If you cannot reach the Hajar, the black stone, don't fight for it. Because you find a violation. Some group Muslim, they make it, they solve it together. Like they go to the war. And if you stand up in the front of them, you are finished. For sure you are finished. Because they have a plan to go and kiss the black stone. Subhanallah. But the Prophet, he said, don't fight for it. If you are able, alhamdulillah. If you are not able, you remember, you have all the people, all the women. Wallahi, I was there, and a woman, she died under our feet. Died! And I start to scream for you, ya ibadallah! Ya ibadallah! Ittaqullah! And they came and they carried the woman, she finished. They step on her. Why? To kiss the hajar or to save the life of the woman? La yaqi. So what you have to do if you cannot reach the black stone from far? And he said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and pointed. We find some people, they are different way. What they did? You are not gosh, send some kisses for your beloved wife. So there's nothing about this. Just to say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, he start to go. What you should do? The most dua. From Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar." Rabbana atina, let's we say it together inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. The best dua. What we more than that? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وإلى المصير. Don't worry, you're gonna find some books to guide you to say it inshallah by all language inshallah ta'ala. The time is over. We don't finish even the Hajj inshallah ta'ala. Sheikh Abdullah inshallah, he's gonna continue with you from this point to tomorrow, please. The Sheikh inshallah start from after the tawaf and continue them inshallah ta'ala, and you finish inshallah ta'ala Hajj inshallah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala make all of us inshallah ta'ala safe from the hellfire. Allah. Enter the paradise with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the Hajj and Umrah from our brother and sister, those who perform it this year. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to perform Hajj and Umrah very soon inshallah, next year inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect all of us from the enemy and those who plan against the Muslim. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to defeat them. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to accept the brother who and sister who die, to accept them as a shaheed inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to bless the whole ummah and to give the victory for Islam in everywhere. Allahumma taqabbal minna. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Unless we make takbir before you go. What you should do from now on until the Eid, continue the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله وأكبر ولله الحمد. شيخ نصار he gonna continue with you in this inshallah ta'ala Friday inshallah ta'ala to continue this topic inshallah, beautiful topic. This we learned from him inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward everyone of you. Jazakumullah khair. And in advance Eid Mubarak for all of you. May Allah accept all of us. May Allah make all of us love each other fi sabilillah and purify our heart from the sins, from jealousies, from everything. Ask Allah to make all of us the group of Benjamin added to love each other fi sabilillah and to forgive all our sins. And personally I say it clearly in front of you, if something happened from me one day you don't accept it, I ask you by the name of Allah to forgive me, and I ask you to forgive each other. I ask Allah ta'ala to gather us in a Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers, real brothers in a Jannah, real sisters in a Jannah with our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to bless the ummah inshallah on this day. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.